Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Our friend Kerry Pickett over at the Washington Times has a pretty interesting article out. Democrats have been planning this a long time. I mentioned it last week that the Biden White House is now fortifying their legal and political defenses against this onslaught of this new wave of investigations because Republicans won the House. I keep telling people that they're not grasping quite yet the power of that victory. It's massive. I mean, the power for committee assignments, the power of the purse, the power to subpoena, deciding what the agenda is. It's not everything you'd want, but it's certainly important. Anyway, so as part of this fortification, Democratic allied groups now, Kerry Pickett points out, they've now unleashed, and this is all very predictable, an aggressive op research operation to dig up anything unflattering, any accusation against the House Republicans investigating Biden. It's back to the vast right-wing conspiracy and to smear and to slander and besmirch and attack anybody that dares ask any questions about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or about the deep state, the FBI, whether it's politicized, whether the DOJ is weaponized. Anyway, the effort is designed to obviously discredit, distract from the congressional investigations targeting Biden, and it was launched Monday with recycled accusations against the Republicans, Jim Jordan, especially James Comer of Kentucky, and one of the three organizations intent on protecting Biden by going on the offensive are groups called, I guess, in the next Congress is Facts First. Anyway, it's just buckle up because this is what they're going to do. They haven't had a spokesperson that said that to the Washington Times that the opposition research is not geared towards pushing the lawmakers out of Congress before 24, but by pushing back on the hypocrisy of those doing the investigation and or Republican leadership for their choices. And they said that the hypocrisy includes Jordan and Comer leading the charge on a lot of this when they're accused of covering up abuse and assault, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what it's about. I mean, this is just pure, you know, bare knuckles, you know, brawling in Washington. Interesting comment from Adam Schiff, of all people, that he may defy the January 6th GOP House subpoena if he deems it illegitimate. We'll have to look at the legitimacy. Like what? Their January 6th committee was so fair? Everyone on the committee voted to impeach Trump post-presidency. Everyone on the committee, you know, avoided the big, tough issues. The goal should have been, if you really care about safety and security of elected officials and our institutions, which should have been their top goal, then they would have come up with plans to prevent such a thing from ever happening again. They would have investigated more deeply those people, apparently a lot of intel that was available that they had on different people and groups that had planned to raid the Capitol that day, and they didn't make use of it. You know, they would have brought in the Capitol police chief that requested the National Guard six times. They would have brought in the mayor who, in writing, declined the National Guard troops. They would have brought in the head of security for the House and the Capitol, and that's Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They would have brought in the sergeant of arms. None of those people were ever brought in. It was always about demonizing Donald Trump at all costs. So, you know, this is what the Democrats do. This is what they do best, and this is what will happen. What they have is a problem, though, is that the information in the Hunter Biden laptop, they're going to have a hard time overcoming the news that will be coming out on that. The facts are going to matter here. And the idea that Joe Biden on tape repeatedly denied ever having any knowledge of Hunter Biden or his foreign business dealings and associates, and yet you see picture after picture of Joe and Hunter and his foreign business partners, and you have meeting after meeting after meeting that is chronicled, that's gonna be very transparent to the American people. They were told one big lie. And then you're going to have to ask an important question. Why were these foreign countries paying this kid? He's not even a kid. He's 50 years old, 51, whatever it is. You know, why were they paying him so much money when he had so little expertise in any of these areas, be it energy or real estate or finance? And the amount of money is staggering. And if Joe Biden knew, is Joe Biden compromised by China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera? All of this now is going to be in play. So they can try as they might to destroy and assassinate people's characters. You know, that's part of the Washington game. But I don't think that's going to be as effective as I think it is. But time will tell. Maybe the American people won't care. I don't know. Maybe they will care. This was a strange thing. Now, what's the score, by the way, in this soccer game? I'm not a big soccer fan.
U.S. has won.
Say that again. Say it on air.
So U.S. has won.
The U.S. has won. What does Iran have?
Zero.
All right. Well, at least they scored a goal. That's a good thing. Okay. How much time? They started, what, an hour and 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, they're 49 minutes in.
Okay. So, I mean, it's really possible.
You have to take into account any of the extra time that they have to account
for. By the way, can you explain the extra time thing? Because they make it up as they go, don't they?
Yeah, it's like all the stoppages for injuries and such. And there's been a lot of stoppages.
Okay, but there's not a set time in the end, is there?
No, I don't think so. You're always gonna have a few minutes of extra time. Some games are more than others.
So Iran's terrorist government. Now I talked about this yesterday in China. People are rising up holding white pieces of paper in reaction to the draconian shutdowns of President Xi with the latest COVID breakouts in China. We now have had all over Iran the protesting going on. A woman who refused to follow the dress code was killed in prison. And they've had deep unrest all throughout Iran. From every indication we have, there is a rebellion against Vladimir Putin. And I don't even think he thinks he's safe. By the way, I apologize for coughing today. I don't know what I have. I know I don't have COVID, by the way. But I got this thing going on, and it's been brutal. But hopefully it's on its last legs. I'm trying to knock it out. But anyway, in Iran, so we got the axis of evil all now dealing with civil unrest. And that my biggest fear, and I've stated it many times in the last 2 years, is this alliance with Russia and China and Iran in the middle of this. That is just not good for the world. But in the absence of real American leadership on the world stage, they're looking to fill the void. China certainly wants to be the leader of this. And there's no telling what President Xi is capable of, as he's been involved in a massive military buildup now going on for many, many years. But anyway, so in the lead up to this soccer game, not to get distracted, the government of Iran, the mullahs of Iran, the ayatollahs, anyway, they're out there saying operatives from their military have threatened to imprison and torture the families of the Iranian World Cup soccer players if the players don't behave during their highly anticipated match against the U.S. and Qatar that is going on now, 47 minutes into this game. And members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard monitoring the behavior of Iran's national team conveyed the threat in a meeting with players, according to a source closely watching the activity of Iranian security agencies inside of Qatar. Now, there's been a lot of criticism as to why the World Cup is even being held in Qatar. Then there's all this, you know, complaining that why are we having a soccer game in a country that barely lets any booze or beer in a stadium? And that's pissed a lot of people off. Then they have strict rules outlawing people. I don't know how you outlaw it, but anyway, you can't bring like a rainbow flag and make a statement about gay and lesbian rights in Qatar. So the people are literally being arrested for that. It's insane. But anyway, there are sources saying that the Iranian National Guard, Revolutionary Guard, you know, called the players into a meeting after the players refused to sing Iran's national anthem in their opening match against England. And apparently they were all told that they're going to be monitored and that their families will face violence and torture if they refuse to sing the national anthem. Wow. All that for a stupid soccer game. Linda, you don't know this about me. Do you know I played soccer in high school?
I did not know that.
I never played soccer before, but they made me play soccer.
Why?
Because I was a good athlete. And I was a pitcher in baseball. It made me play in the basketball team, too, and I didn't want to play there either.
Were you good at that?
Better than soccer. But then, because I could run, they made me the center halfback. It's the worst position in soccer. Well, the worst position in soccer is probably playing defense, because then it's just the hardest position because you're backing up all the time. I'd rather be on offense trying to score goals. Like, I liked being a center when I played ice hockey because I'd play both ends of the puck, and I'd grab the puck and be able to have a chance of scoring goals. I used to love scoring goals. So anyway, so I played soccer, but, you know, I was the center halfback. I'd have to play offense and defense, and that's a lot of extra running. And then I'd take a cigarette break in between periods. In high school, I swear we did that.
You know that is the worst sport to do that. I mean, cigarette smoke during a soccer match, really?
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just being honest. That's what happened. In between innings, we'd be pitching. We'd keep the side door open. The bathroom was right there. Go in between innings. By the way, that's what the old, you know, professionals used to do. Like Mickey
Mantle. That was normal then. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It really
was. So it's a different era. China is using internet porn to block coverage of the rioting that's going on in their country. They're apparently spamming Twitter with posts about porn and escorts in an apparent attempt to block news about the widespread protesting all over the country against these draconian COVID lockdowns. Anyway, users searching for major Chinese cities that have seen mass demonstrations like Shanghai and Beijing mostly will see ads for escorts and porn and gambling drowning out legitimate search results. You got to give them credit. I mean, they thought of a creative way to suppress information. But anyway, Biden is mum on all of these protests. Why is that? You ever think about this? You know, if you remember, go back to Tiananmen Square. And that's the last incident where I can think of where the communist Chinese government, where the people stood up to them. And you have this iconic image, this video of this young man standing in front of a tank. And the tank would move to the right to try and not run over this kid. And then the kid would move in the direction of the tank and move to the left. And if the tank then moved to the left, then the kid would move to his right and stand in front of the tank even further. I mean, it's almost like that. But anyway, you would think that the president of the United States, there have been reports that they're even quoting Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death," might have something to say for the people that are bravely taking on these tyrannical governments and maybe offer a little bit of solidarity and hope that maybe they can have a better life instead of the tyranny under which they are living. You know, you can stand up for women's rights when you stand up against Iran. You can stand up for innocent people not wanting to fight Putin's war in Ukraine by offering solidarity with them. But maybe if your last name's Biden and your family syndicate made millions and millions of dollars for deals with your son, who at the time was using crack and liked hookers, you know, maybe you're not in a position to criticize them because of fear of what they might have on your family. Just a thought. Maybe maybe too deep for the liberal mob to comprehend.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now
to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. A lot of people in the media mob, oh, this is outrageous. Now, these are the people that now have gone through Russia, 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 stormy, 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 Trump, 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 never-ending, never-ending impeachment investigation, witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt, and still to this day, and now another special prosecutor. Two impeachments that we have. So Rasmussen has a poll out that two-thirds of likely voters do support Republican efforts to investigate Hunter Biden's smoking gun laptop, including evidence found on the hard drive indicating the entire Biden family. And as Congressman James Comer said, this is about the president. This is an investigation into the president. In other words, the president lying to the American people repeatedly, saying he had no knowledge of any of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, which we knew was not true from the get-go, because no vice president would ever go to Ukraine, leverage $1 billion and say you're not getting it unless you fire the prosecutor, who turns out was investigating his son being paid millions with no experience at all whatsoever. Anyway, so 61% of voters in this poll believe it's likely, including 44% who said it's very likely that Joe Biden was in fact consulted and profited likely from his son Hunter's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China. Now, by the way, that would be the biggest pay-to-play scandal that I can think of in American history if that all proves to be true, which I believe the evidence is going to be pretty compelling and pretty overwhelming. Anyway, three quarters of people don't think Biden was consulted, but the three quarters of people have no idea that we have photographic evidence. We have Hunter, in his own words, implicating his own father on the laptop. And it explains, you know, that dovetails nicely into the Jim Jordan Judiciary Committee investigation into, you know, why didn't the FBI do anything with this? Have they been politicized? Is the DOJ being weaponized? They keep talking about Trump issues. This is going to be Biden's issue.
America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So this is all over the news today. I'm looking at this particular story from the Daily Mail. And Linda, I want you to weigh in on this. So First Lady Jill Biden unveils the White House Christmas decorations as of yesterday, featuring stockings over the fireplace for eight Biden grandchildren. And then they go on to list them. But the four-year-old daughter that Hunter Biden had out of wedlock, and I'm not getting into his personal life, honestly. I mean, the crack thing is a little hard to get over because that's evidence on video of him breaking the law, and the FBI didn't even, you know, lift an eyebrow, which I doubt would happen if you were a Republican child, and not even a child. He's 50 years old. But they, so he has this daughter, but they didn't put a stocking out for that daughter. In other words, the one that he had, you know, this is the second year in a row. Should you think that's the right thing to do? Because why don't they just put up a stocking for the kid? It's a kid. It's, you know, the kid's not responsible for what the parents did.
I think, no thoughts? I think any children we can keep away from the Bidens, to stop the corruption, I'm all in. Do not put a stocking up for that child.
So you're making a
I'm
point.
All, I'm all in. Keep that child away.
Keep that child.
This is the man that sniffs babies and little kids and stares through windows. I would like to take all children out of his perimeter.
He is creepy. There's no
creepy
doubt about
isn't
it.
The word.
Well, creepy Joe. But I don't know. I mean, it would seem that you might. I don't know. To me, it just feels like you're leaving this poor kid out.
They're deadbeat dads, deadbeat family. They're just gross. But at the end of the day, that child will be the better for it.
At the end of the day, he lost that. And I think they had a paternity test.
Right, but they had to fight him for it.
But it's not the child. But the point is, it's not the child's fault.
It's never the child's fault.
Right.
It's always the grown-up screwing it up. But if we can save her from them, let's do it.
So you think it's more important to keep her away from the Bidens than to be...
If I could remove all children from their premises, I would. 100%.
Wow.
It creeps me out.
You are so hardcore.
When it comes to kids and animals, I'm all in. You can screw up anything else. Leave the kids and the animals alone. There's something wrong with you.
Anyway, last week, Karine Jean-Pierre insisting Biden had been directly involved in negotiations to avert this massive potential nationwide rail strike. Maybe somebody needs to tell Joe Biden that, because 48 hours after the White House press secretary made those remarks, Biden then told reporters he is not directly engaged yet.
Have you been in touch with the parties again?
My team has been in touch with all the parties, in rooms with the parties. I have not directly engaged yet.
The president is indeed involved directly. Yes, the president has been clearly, he's been he's been briefed, but he has actually been directly involved.
No, I just said he's been directly,
this is the third time I'm saying he's been directly involved, and he has been directly involved. Again, the president has been directly involved. I just said the president has been directly involved. So I could say this, he's been directly involved since before there was even a tentative agreement. The president is directly involved, as I have said.
Okay, the only problem is Joe said, less than 48 hours after she said that he's not directly engaged yet.
I don't know about you, but that was a very Kamala-esque type of answer. But
that was a very word salad-y answer.
Just
There's
saying.
No doubt about it. Now, the ramifications of which are severe. I don't want the rail strike for anybody's sake. Here's what it could do. We're already headed off an economic cliff because of everything else that Joe has done that was preventable. You know, we didn't have to eliminate energy independence. We don't have to make murdering dictator thugs like Maduro and MBS rich. Their human rights record is atrocious. In the case of Maduro, he's not even recognized as a duly elected leader by our country. But we don't even recognize him. But it's okay. Chevron can start drilling over in Venezuela. Will make the dictator thug illegitimate president that you know, rich as hell. It's like they want to make Iran rich and all these other Middle Eastern countries that hate us rich, that have, you know, long lists of human rights abuses. But anyway, this could be really, really bad. Now, if you remember back in September, fake news CNN, we went back in the archives, you know, Biden's big rail strike victory tour was in September, because they reported, quote, President Joe Biden proclaimed a huge win for rail workers and organized labor Thursday after his administration brokered a tentative deal with the freight bosses on a long sought improvements in working conditions, averting a possible disastrous strike. The president's intervention, including calls with union leaders and bosses in the direct critical run up to the deal on Wednesday night, help lift the threat of a dispute that could have had serious consequences for the economy and still roaring inflation. Now that Biden's landmark rail strike deal has unraveled like a cheap suit, what we're now facing, as many as 765,000 Americans might be put out of work in just the first 2 weeks of a rail strike, according to even the White House acknowledging this, which also said that parts of the country could lose access to chemicals that clean drinking water and feed for our livestock. Now, this stoppage could cost the U.S. economy, according to estimates, more than $2 billion in lost output per day, according to an analysis by the Association of American Railroads. Now, President Biden begged Congress now on Monday to step in to prevent the potential rail strike. And to do it before Christmas after key unions now voted to reject the deal brokered by the White House earlier this year. So Biden is now begging Congress to bail him out. So Joe's out there begging Congress. And anyway, so he did that late last night. And in a statement, Biden said there was no path to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table and warned that the rail shutdown would devastate the economy. And he said, as a proud pro-labor president, I'm reluctant to override the ratification procedures and the views of those who voted against the agreement. But in this case, I believe Congress must use its powers to adopt this deal. So he's putting it now, his deal, on the backs of Congress. All right, so let's see what happens in the end. He said, this case where the economic impact of a shutdown would hurt millions of other working people and families, I believe Congress should use the powers. All right, so the five-year agreement that Biden wants to force upon these 12 unions, separate unions representing rail workers, tentatively agreed to in September, following a 20-hour negotiating session, while the 11th-hour bargain averted a work stoppage before the election, train conductors, brakemen, others represented by the sheet metal, air, rail, transportation, workers' transportation division, etc., have all since voted down the deal, along with members of three more unions. And then eight of the unions have signed off on an agreement which would give workers a 24% raise, $5,000 in bonuses, retroactive to 2020, meaning the average employee would get an immediate payout of 11 grand if the deal is ratified. Workers would also receive an additional day off, paid leave, and other benefits, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, the deadline for the unions to ratify the contract is December the 9th, but the effects of the strike or a lockout could be felt days earlier. As many as 765,000 Americans could be out of work here. I mean, this is not good. Now, even technology companies, on top of, you know, ranchers and everybody else that's going to be impacted by this, they're saying the supplies of critical semiconductor chips, which we already have a shortage of, have now started shifting cargo ships from railroads to trucks, with National Freight Rail, with the rail strike looming. By the way, it's going to be good for truckers around the country. But anyway, the moves are being made by DHL, Global Forwarding, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they've got to have Plan B in place. Anyway, so he says Biden is now saying there's no path forward. Biden is now saying Congress has to step in and stop this. I'm not sure what Congress is going to be able to do if they're not willing to. That's a pretty significant raise. If I offered all of you a 24% raise and an $11,000 check, how many of you would take it? Would you take it, Linda? You would take it.
I don't know that I would take it.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just being contrarian. It's fun.
Oh, okay. Just do it for the fun.
I'm trying the liberal way today.
New England's high heating costs exacerbated by the federal government. They're expecting prices to heat your home this year to go up 30 to 45%. You know what that means is people are going to drop their thermostats. This is why I so desperately wanted Election Day to be in February. Because once people see their heating costs go dramatically higher, it's people are going to get pissed. Anyway, inflation is expected to wipe out Black Friday gains for retailers, according to NPR. Now, apparently, Black Friday retail sales were up significantly, and near-record inflation now has cast a shadow over this year's holiday shopping season, which officially kicked off, Black Friday, they call it. Higher prices are a top reason why retailers are predicting another record spending year, but overall, holiday shopping is costing more, and the National Retail Federation expects that shoppers to spend between 6% and 8% more than they did last year. And that is a higher price than usual, but inflation averaging nearly 8% at the end of October accounts for a lot of that. What are the people that are living paycheck to paycheck going to do? Now, some of the toy stores have actually gotten pretty smart and clever. They're going to make smaller toys available so that, you know, parents that are really struggling have something to put under the Christmas tree this year. Just sad we put ourselves in this position and all of it is preventable. So, and now the Democrats are trying to secure a year-long budget deal before Republicans take control of the House, which they can't let happen. The House Democrats, they're poised to elect election denier, by the way, how ironic, Hakeem Jeffers, Jeffries to replace Nancy Pelosi. Anyway, so they will vote tomorrow on
whether the election denier Hakeem Jeffries will be the Democratic House leader. Since 2016, Jeffries denied the legitimacy of the U.S. elections a total of 9 times. He called the 2016 election illegitimate, and he said artificially made former President Donald Trump the president. Wow. Imagine if Republicans did this. They've got their own issues, and what Republicans haven't figured out yet is when you have a small majority, and they're going to have to get smart or they're going to fail. If they don't stick together, and I'm not getting involved in this battle over who's going to be speaker or not speaker. The overwhelming favorite among elected officials is Kevin McCarthy. He's certainly better than Mitch McConnell, in my opinion. But putting that aside, any 4 or 5 congressmen, Republican congressmen or women, they will have the power to alter the agenda. The only way this is going to work smoothly is that they've got to show the American people that they earn the right to be in leadership. That means they're going to have to stick together. And the together part shouldn't really be that hard. They ran on the commitments to America. They ran on securing our borders. They ran on energy independence. They ran on lower taxes. You know, they ran on law and order and safety and security and refunding the police. They ran on eliminating 87,000 new IRS agents, which they can defund. They ran on all of these very specific things. So they got that agenda. Then they have an agenda to do investigative work because of the subpoena power that they'll now have. They've announced that they're going to have investigations into whether or not the FBI is politicized and the DOJ is weaponized. They're going to have investigations into zero experience Hunter, but more importantly, into his father, the president, and whether this is the biggest pay to play scandal ever in American history. That's going to get very interesting very fast. They're going to have hearings into the origins of COVID-19 and probably any number of other issues that they'll have. And Democrats will focus on Donald Trump, which is what they always do. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. That's pretty much what they do. There was a poll of registered voters by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, and Donald Trump continues to lead the pack for 2024 contenders, and he defeats Biden in a head-to-head matchup. It's close, but he wins by 2 percentage points. The problem is, where does he win? The problem is, does he win in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, I mean, Georgia? Those are the states that are going to matter. And that's why I keep talking about accelerated migration, baby boomers retiring, people fed up with high taxes, cold weather, and, you know, draconian lockdowns. They want their kids to have in-person learning. They're all going to other states. Those states are getting redder, but the states they're leaving is getting bluer. Now, that makes getting to 270 a lot harder. Not trying to bring bad news, just trying to be realistic.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
So, I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.